A modal is a type of user interface that displays content in a layer above the app. The key characteristic of a modal is that it disables the main content until the user explicitly interacts with the modal. Modals can be effective tools in UX design when used appropriately. In the Salesforce Lightning experience, modals are used for use cases like creating or editing a record, various types of messaging, and wizards. Developers often have requirements to use modals in their custom applications as well. The Salesforce Lightning Design System, SLDS, provides a blueprint for developers needing to implement modals for their applications. However, maintaining a lot of boilerplate code has been a major pain point for developers building custom Lightning Web Components, LWCs, and wanting to utilize modals. With the Winter 23 release, we now ship Lightning Modal, CDocs, a base Lightning component that makes it simpler to incorporate modals into your components. Lightning Modal is based on the SLDS blueprint and follows guidelines for accessibility. Using Lightning Modal in an application is covered extensively in the docs, and our LWC sample app, LWC Recipes, has a well-written example. In this blog post, we'll focus specifically on modal events, which are tricky to understand. Specifically, with an example, we'll dive deep into how to pass data from your Lightning Web component to the modal component and vice versa. The aim is to help you understand how to work with the Lightning modal component. An example use case. To understand how to pass data from your Lightning Web component to the modal component and vice versa, we'll explore code snippets from an example LWC app, Mascot Explorer. I created this app to help us learn how to use modal events. The Mascot Picker LWC component within the Mascot Explorer app lets you pick your favorite Salesforce mascot. Cody is what I would pick, but I will leave it up to you to choose one. You can grab the full source code for the app or watch the video below to see how the component works. Component composition. The Mascot Picker app consists of the following components. A LWC component named Mascot Picker launches the modal component. A LWC component named Mascot Picker modal launched as a modal from the Mascot Picker LWC component. This component uses the Lightning modal base component. A Visual Picker LWC component named Visual Picker is contained within the Mascot Picker modal LWC component, a child of the Mascot Picker modal LWC component. The Visual Picker component has an input form element of the type radio to allow the selection of your favorite mascot. The diagram below can help you visualize how various components are composed. Component composition of the Mascot Picker app. Creating the Mascot Picker modal LWC component. Mascot Picker modal is an LWC component launched as a modal from the Mascot Picker LWC component. It is built using the Lightning modal base component. The Mascot Picker modal LWC component is unique in how it is extended. Typically, when creating your component, the JavaScript module of the component extends the ES6 class Lightning element. When creating a modal component, the JavaScript module of the component extends the ES6 class Lightning modal. The code for the Mascot Picker modal component is as below. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. And here is the JavaScript module. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Code highlights. The Mascot Picker modal component extends Lightning modal as shown below. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. You can define the modal header, body, and footer using out-of-box component markups as shown in the code snippets below. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The body of the modal in our example uses a custom LWC component, Visual Picker. This component fires a select event to indicate mascot selection. The selection event is handled by the Mascot Picker modal component. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. When the confirm button in the modal footer is clicked, the component dispatches a select event. This is shown in the code snippets below. The select event is handled in the Mascot Picker LWC component covered in the next section. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The emitted code provides an illustrative example. Launching the Mascot Picker Modal LWC component is a modal from the Mascot Picker LWC component. The Mascot Picker Modal component we covered in the previous section is launched as a modal from the Mascot Picker LWC component. In our example, the Mascot Picker component has a lightning button to open the modal component. The code snippet to launch the Mascot Picker Modal LWC component as modal is shown below. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The emitted code provides an illustrative example. The JavaScript snippet to launch the Mascot Picker Modal LWC component as modal from the Mascot Picker LWC component is shown below. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The emitted code provides an illustrative example. Code highlights. The Mascot Picker Modal LWC component is imported to the Mascot Picker LWC component using a simple import statement. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The emitted code provides an illustrative example. To open the Mascot Picker Modal LWC component as modal, use the open method. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The emitted code provides an illustrative example. Greater than note, the lightning modal also supports the headless variant. You can leave out the lightning modal header and lightning modal footer. Make sure to add the label attribute to the open method for accessibility. You can pass in the data from the Mascot Picker component to the Mascot Picker Modal component by using the add API properties declared in the Mascot Picker Modal component's JavaScript module. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The emitted code provides an illustrative example. The diagram below shows the flow of data between the Mascot Picker LWC component, the component that launches the modal, and the Mascot Picker Modal, launched as a modal, LWC component. Flow of data between the Mascot Picker LWC component and the Mascot Picker Modal LWC component. You can listen for the events in the Mascot Picker component dispatched from the Mascot Picker Modal component. To do this, bind the events to the open method of the Mascot Picker Modal components class. This is shown in the code snippet below. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The emitted code provides an illustrative example. The diagram below shows how to dispatch and capture events between the Mascot Picker LWC component and the Mascot Picker Modal LWC component. Flow of events between the Mascot Picker LWC component and the Mascot Picker Modal LWC component. Greater than note dash one event name on the left of the image and event name on the right is the key to naming events. To summarize, there are two ways of moving data out of the lightning modal. 1. By closing the modal and passing the data in the close method. 2. Modal events are covered in the previous diagram. Considerations. At the time of writing this blog post, we found an issue with the Lightning modal component for those who have the Lightning Web Security (LWS) setting disabled in their orgs. The issue is that the events dispatched from the Lightning button in the Lightning modal do not fire. The error encountered is usually shown when you debug via the Chrome Developer Console as event target parameter 1 is not of type event. We have a workaround for the above issue till you enable LWS setting for your org. Wrap the component within the modal that dispatches the event into its dedicated LWC component. For our example app to work in orgs that have LWS disabled, I have created a dedicated LWC component button wrapper that dispatches the custom events that can be handled in the component launching the modal. We use this wrapper component instead of the standard lightning button to get the modal events working. The code for the button wrapper LWC component used as a child component in the Mascot Picker Modal LWC component is shown below. The component markup. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The emitted code provides an illustrative example. The JavaScript module. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The emitted code provides an illustrative example. The modified component markup of the Mascot Picker Modal LWC is using the new button wrapper as a child component is shown below. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The emitted code provides an illustrative example. To see the complete working source code of the app with custom events for orgs with disabled Lightning Web Security, check out the source code in the branch LWS disabled. Conclusion. The Lightning modal component also comes with built-in features, such as SLDS blueprint styles, accessibility, and support for styling hooks. Read more on this in the docs. A dedicated component for building modals means less boilerplate code and improved developer efficiency. Further resources: Lightning, Modal, Component Reference, SLDS Modal Blueprint, LWC Recipe sample app with bite-sized recipes for learning LWC. About the author: Mohit Srivastava. Mohit Srivastava is a developer advocate at Salesforce with a decade of experience building enterprise-scale products on the Salesforce platform. He is presently focusing on the Salesforce developer tools, Flow, Apex, and Lightning Web Components at Salesforce. Mohit is currently among the lead contributors on Salesforce Stack Exchange, a developer forum where Salesforce developers can ask questions and share knowledge. You can follow him via his Twitter at msrivastave13.